Welcome to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas here in El Paso. Today's guest is Dr. George Di Giovanni. He's in the El Paso Regional Campus of the University of Texas School of Public Health, hosted here at UT El Paso. George, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us, what do you do after that great big long introduction?
I'm an environmental microbiologist, and so the focus of my research is actually on waterborne pathogens in drinking water and in wastewater and our surface water resources in Texas and elsewhere.
So what does that involve you actually doing?
Well, we do a lot of diagnostic tests and diagnostic test development for analyzing water samples for these pathogens, and pathogens being microorganisms which can cause diseases, particularly in humans is our focus, rather than animal pathogens. And these include parasites, viruses, bacteria, or what we commonly refer to as just germs.
So when you talk about developmental of techniques for analyzing water, the implication, to me anyway, is that, well, the question is, why don't we already know how to do this?
Ah, yes. So some of these organisms are very difficult to detect. They're typically found in very low levels in our water, thankfully. If we had very high levels, we'd have a lot more to deal with. So it's very challenging technically to be able to concentrate water samples and specifically recover those pathogens from those water samples. And now with the advent of molecular methodology, we've opened up a new area of research in doing more genetic typing of these organisms rather than just detection.
Because, I mean, you talk about concentration of water. The only way to do that is by evaporation or distillation, and that would solely kill the latter part anyway, kill a lot of these nasty pathogens.
Yes, that's
correct.
So you
just see little dead pathogens. That's not much good.
Right. So what we do mostly are different types of filtration concentration methods. And then we also have some more higher tech particle separation methods that we use.
What success have you had since you've been doing this sort of work? What can you tell us that we've been able to solve a problem for the drinking water in Socorro or something like that?
Yes. We have a couple different areas. Our Texas-based research is mostly looking at impacts of humans and animals and their fecal pollution on surface water. So we've done 12 studies around the state of Texas over the last decade or so. We received the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, Environmental Excellence Award, which is the highest environmental honor in Texas. So what we've done is help identify those fecal pollution sources and provide the science that's needed to reduce fecal pollution and improve the quality of the water and reduce risk to human health.
Are there areas of the state, since you're a statewide sort of vista, which are more culpable for producing much more fecal material in the water than others?
Well, certainly where we have concentrated urban centers or urban centers and also livestock operations. There are some parts of the state where we have a high density of livestock operations. That can be an issue. But what we've also found in our studies is that we can't neglect the input from nature and wildlife in particular. In a lot of our studies, we found that they're also significant contributors to fecal pollution, just as one would imagine. We just don't look at them.
You have listened to Dr. George Di Giovanni talking about his research on 100 at 100 Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the university here in El Paso, Texas. And my name is Keith Pannell.